stop bouncing on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, baby, make it hot. Ride the cop till you hit the spot. Come on, baby, make it hot.
Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee. Wow, 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 yippee yo, yippee yay, bow wow, yippee yo, yippee.
And welcome to Final Heaven as we begin the winter cycle with the new moon from yesterday. Welcome to Naked Zoma Raw Consciousness Radio. This is Dr. Markin, Professor Val. Hello.
Hello.
And we have an interesting situation tonight, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes. If you've been following along here at our 9 o'clock after hours time, last week we had a mini disaster, and we re-recorded the show on Monday. So in case you tuned in last week and we weren't here, because we know the reliable blog talk situation as the wind blows, we did re-record the show on Monday, so it's up on the site. You can go archive it as you want to do, seeing as we have, like, for every live listener, we have, like, 20 archivers. So that show's up there, all about astrology, all about the big Pluto thing going on January 26th. Watch your ass on the 26th.
That's right, and you're
Pluto's coming, woo-hoo. So tonight we're going to make a sharp left turn right for the pants.
That's right. Right for the pants. Mm-hmm.
So we've gone from the stars to the pants. And we're going to be talking about something that I look at, not as an oxymoron, but as an oxygenius, which is holistic wisdom, which is the combination of a holistic worldview and sexual empowerment. So, Val, since this is one of those things that kind of drifts over from your side of the street, why don't you give people a background on the guest and whatnot, so that we can warm up to this, because we got a couple minutes before she's on the air. So,
I could do that. Hang on a second. I was just uploading that file that you asked for.
We need that. Yes.
Well, it's gonna wait until I get to
my switchboard. Just tanked on me again. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight we're gonna have Lisa.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
You know, I'm so sorry. I uploaded that damn thing.
Oh, it's the best. It's right at the top of the thing.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right, so Lisa Lawless,
Lisa Lawless
from the lesbian fame.
No. This is Lisa Lawless. She's got a PhD. She's the CEO of her own company here. And if you go to the website, you're going to find a lot of fun stuff. There's
holistic
sex guides for toys.
What's the site again?
Holisticwisdom.com.
She
sells all kinds of toys.
Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of hot topics on there. There's articles, sex stories, tips.
Where does this get holistic, though? Where's the granola? That's what I got to
ask her about that.
We'll find.
Yeah, we're gonna ask her about that. She's going to be talking about some interesting stuff tonight.
Well, I mean, the combination just intrigues me to no end, but... You know, I'm more like as we get to the middle of the week here and we take a look at the landscape, one of the things that's that we'll be putting together for Friday, and actually that's going to be one of your challenges.
Oh, right.
Is to examine the philo-on-philo disaster that's brewing down there in Big D with Tony Romo and Jessica Shake My Shoulders Simpson, Boots Are Made for Walking. With this playoff game coming up on Sunday with my New York Giants.
That's right.
And so it's been all over the news today. I don't know if you've been perusing it, because it's like a gathering steam. We're past the New Hampshire primaries, and I had to, do one of those hands on my knees thing, fight off the throwing up my mouth impulse when I saw that Deonta was back. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah, a day after the crying episode, and she wins.
Please.
So Hillary, the witch from the West and the North and the South.
Who refused to be a guest on our show, by the way.
Hillary, yes. She actually dissed the Woo a couple of years ago.
She dissed the Woo and she dissed us here. And you know what? To her.
We could have had her on the show. That would have been hilarious.
It really would have been.
Taking your calls. Well, I mean, well, contrasting that with these two Philos that are just making everybody crazy, you know, here you have an Anta who loses last week in an upset to an Exo, and goes Philo on him. She starts to cry. I thought it was the funniest response I've ever seen her take in a million years.
God.
But apparently it got like 50% of the women to vote for her.
Oh,
which is
come
bizarre.
Come on, ladies. What are you doing?
I mean, she could light a match on her legs, that woman. I don't know.
I mean, just because she has the same body part as you doesn't mean you have to vote for her. And I'm making a big assumption, but...
Yeah, with the Hillary, those cankles of her.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that's going to be milling around for a while. Hopefully we'll get Dr. Jeb on to get an on-site New Hampshire reaction.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
To this whole thing, if he comes on later, and we can ask him about it, because... I have no clue why that so-called progressive state would think she's electable. She's about as innovative as my stapler over here. So.
Does your stapler work?
Yes.
Hey.
One of the few tools here that do.
It's not so bad, then.
Yeah.
Well, let me see.
So anyway, tonight's topic is going to be all about this whole sexual empowerment thing. So if you have any inkling of what holistic wisdom, a.k.a. whatever this stuff is about, is, you know, give us a call, 646-478-4847. And when we get, Lisa in here in a couple minutes, you know, you can fire away with questions, because some of the things she's going to be talking about that I need explanations about are this non-toxic sex toy. That would imply that there are toxic ones.
I'm sure there are. They're toxic to the environment and made out of things that are probably not so good for you. I mean, you think about the things you're putting in your mouth. You don't want to, you know...
What?
Continue. You think of all the things you put in your mouth. All right. All the
well,
junk.
I don't want that, okay. That
junk
right away.
To get your mind out of the. I'm talking about junk food. I'm talking about hands full of medications that you don't need
and
all of that stuff. If you think about all the stuff that we're always constantly putting in our bodies, we're toxic. How many times have you taken some frozen dinner out of the freezer with 7,000 preservatives, or even better, ordering one of those diet things on TV where they send you the stuff in a box and you eat out of it. You do not even have to refrigerate it, and you're going to eat it. You're going to have it there on the floor for like a month and then pop it in the microwave and
eat
it.
You know,
we put toxins in our bodies all the time.
I found a quote here for
this
occasion.
I'm so excited I could squirt.
You know, we have to play that later. She's going to be talking about that.
Yes. Yes. We're gonna be really living up to our name tonight on the Naked Summer Show.
Are we getting naked?
We're getting it. Well, we should just play the theme song now again, just to get a little boogie going.
Should we do
that?
Coming
on about 9:10. Yeah, why not? We're
right.
Three intro.
You ready?
Go ahead. Right.
Where is it? Here it is. Oh,
Born
oh.
Again intro.
Wait a minute. I just missed it. Oh. All right, here we go. Oh, my.
Too late.
Moonfight! Where is it? I can't find the damn thing.
What? The theme?
Oh, I got it. Here it is.
Oh, go ahead. Tell my baby make it hot. Rise the cock till you hit the spot. Tell my baby make it hot. Doing the doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yo, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo. All right, so now we got a little background music for this, and part of the reason why this is important is because one of the big kind of obstacles to people is as they go from a closed identity to an open one, confronts this issue of sexuality, because most of the identity stuff you're going to see out there that's landing you on a therapist's couch or, you know, some kind of other intervention is from early childhood, when the gender issues are a little more fluid. But as you get older, especially when you get past that age of 25, Ms. Jessica Simpson, yes, you must open the soma to those other domains, and this brings on the rain and the pain.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we play our little somatic companion?
I was just thinking that. Get out of my head.
Eco, wow.
God. Ready? Here it is. Should I put it a little louder than that, though? I think we needed more than 100.
Yeah, but crank it up.
Okay, and then I believe she might be on the line here, so hold
okay,
on.
Okay, well, then let's get to it.
Hey, Sapes, do me a favor and answer this question.
How will your life be different and better a month from now?
There's ways to guess at it.
You could call a psychic or consult the oracle.
Or you could...
follow the moon.
That's right, Sapiens. Us radicals at Naked Soma have taken our act on the road with you.
Just go to the site somaspace.org and click on the link at the top of the homepage.
That'll take you to the page of our brand new 30-day emotional makeover audio program called...
The Somatic Companion.
Listen, we know you're fed up with humanity, so we designed a program to help you rise above it all.
Tell them what they get to know.
Everyone craves the same basic things from life at 6 years old as you do at 66 years old. The unseen force that binds us to our behavior is our emotions.
We've assembled 15 years of cutting-edge research into a user-friendly series of 7 to 10-minute daily audios that help you develop something called positive physiology.
Mm-hmm. And by riding the waves of positive physiology, you'll naturally reconnect with your self-extreme, the appetite for change.
It's moon over matter.
Blast off is a click away.
All right, there we are. We're acting all salesmanship-like. So there
yeah,
you go.
Yep.
Catch
yep.
that over at somaspace.org. You see it on the homepage. Just click and enjoy. And I guess let's pull up here. Joining us now from some undisclosed location is Lisa Lawless from holisticwisdom.com. And welcome to Naked Soma, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Yeah, we're in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, what part?
We're just north of Boulder, about 5 minutes north of Boulder. So.
Hmm. Are you near a town called Louisville?
Yes, we are.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, Lisa.
What is it about Louisville?
It's just getting it's weirder and weirder today, but just a town I admire a lot. One of those best places on the planet to live kind of places. And
yeah, I'm a military brat, and I moved around all over, and I came out here from the East Coast and fell in love on a vacation and never left.
Wow.
Yeah, so
I thought that happened in
that's
Vail.
Where I live now. I live in front of the Rockies, and it's, it's quite a view every day.
Now I'm really jealous.
Oh, poor Mark.
And we're very healthy here. I was driving and laughing to myself this afternoon because it snowed and there's still people out biking.
Yeah, there's huge bike trails that go like all the way down into Denver from up there, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're just everywhere. You everywhere you look, someone's dressed and ready for some serious biking. So.
A lot of spandex in Colorado.
Yes.
Going in every different direction, you know, a lot of runner shorts. So how do you get into this stew of I mean it's sort of the Reese's peanut butter cup of concepts that we've had on the show, where we're taking holistic granola people and you know preverts and put them together and we get
you're such an ass.
We get this. So just explain how the idea, the kitchen table stage of this idea. How did you formulate this concept in your mind and bring it into the world?
Yeah, I never honestly in my training as being a mental health therapist had ever planned on going into sexuality at this level. I had worked, you know, on inpatient units and in private practice and things of that nature and looked at myself as fairly mainstream. I did have a background in rape crisis, and I had worked with sexually abused adolescents and things of that nature. So sexuality was never something off limits for me, but it wasn't something I ever kind of intended my whole career to be about. Mm-hmm. And the way I stumbled into this was I was talking to a friend of mine who was asking me about female ejaculation. And I wasn't really sure about what the answers were for that, so I started researching it, and most of the information that I got on the internet was pornographic, the porn actresses would advertise that they were somehow special because they were able to do it, and I thought, well, we all have the same equipment, so I'm like, that can't be something special. What's the deal? So the more I started researching it, the more it became kind of a mission as someone who felt pretty educated about sexuality. Wanted to expose what that was, and was it incontinence or was it some sort of sexual response? And I interviewed OBGYNs, and I started doing a lot of reading about it, and met some really interesting people who had done research using catheters and things of that nature. And what I found out was that it is a sexual response, and that pissed me off that I didn't know about it, frankly. I was like, well, how come I wasn't told? And so I one of the things I did notice in interviewing the OBGYN was that she was somewhat, or one of them, was she was somewhat shy about talking about sexuality, and I thought that's so crazy because of all the people a woman feels that she can go to and talk about sexuality, wouldn't that be her OBGYN? Mm-hmm. And I asked her about her training and what's required of them, and she said that most of the sexual courses are electives and that they don't really talk about that kind of stuff with their patients unless it's medically necessary because of, you know, legal issues make it a little scary at times for them to go into that too much. And she also seemed kind of squeamish about the whole thing, and that bothered me too because I thought as a woman, where do you go to get, you know, information about sexuality that's empowering to you, that's accurate, and that will allow you to learn specific sexual techniques? And there just wasn't really much out there. So I wrote a book called The Art of Female Ejaculation, and that took off, and people were asking for a better sex video. And, you know, I have no background in this kind of, you know, DVD making, and so that was an adventure, but we ended up doing a DVD for it.
How did you get people to do this? I mean, I understand how the book evolved from all these other discussions, but how did you go about recruiting people for the Better Sex DVD version of this?
Well, that's a good question.
I actually had some friends who knew about how to produce a video, and I had a friend who was a stripper who was willing to be nude,
mm-hmm.
and I had her actually film her scenes by herself.
Okay.
And so it's all by remote control, and she would zoom in herself and zoom out, and I would just go into the room and tell her what I needed her to do. And then we had another
one good friend you got there.
Yeah.
And I edited, you know, everything afterward, and then I had to decide whether I was going to be a part of that or not, and I ended up having some close-up shots that I did for that. And I felt kind of awkward at first about it because I'm not really an exhibitionist. I tend to be more of an educator. And
well, you're in the DVD. You're in it.
I'm in the DVD. Yes. And most of it I'm lecturing.
Well,
but there's a few close-up shots there that I
mm-hmm.
did because we were lacking some footage, and so I wanted, for the sake of education, to do it. And I felt like, I guess if I was encouraging people to be sexually empowered, then who was I not to walk my talk? So I decided to go ahead and do the close-up shots. So
and then
let me just
clarify for the audience: these close-up shots of what?
Of female ejaculation.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone call Alexa Tyler. Get her on the phone. we got a panel discussion now.
Wow.
So, but I had specific techniques that I found were, I experimented a lot with it and interviewed a lot of women about how they came to experience it, and a light bulb went on really how it kind of was best to achieve, and so I created a technique, and we teach that in the book and the DVD, and then people kept saying, well, what toys do you recommend? We saw a lot of toys in the video that were being used, and so I kept referring them to all these places, and then I realized, well, why aren't we selling the toys that we're recommending? Because not only are we interested in providing good resources for people, but, you know, educating them about what toys are best. There are some toys out there that are really cheap and some that are considered toxic. And so we went into really full force of expanding the company to what it is today, which has taken us several years. But basically we sell, you know, everything you can think of for sexual health products, from high-quality sex toys to lubricants to sex education DVDs and books. And I embraced my competition. There was a couple other people who had done DVDs and books, and I introduced myself. We became buddies, and we teamed together, and any new information that we get, we share, because we're
that's
more about empowering
party right
and
there,
educating.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. So, this toxic sex toy concept, it's like, it kind of hangs in the air in front of me here.
that would imply that there are toxic sex toys. Just give the audience a kind of a, like, maybe just a couple of examples that they might want to, you know, be aware of. What's a toxic sex toy?
The main thing that we look at as far as sex toys are concerned is that the government had banned using phthalates, which is a softener that's added to plastics for children's toys. Now, sex toys are currently not regulated by the FDA, and they fall under adult novelties, so they don't have to have their products regulated, and so they come overseas with whatever they want to put in them. And there's questions about what it is, you know, are a lot of these things safe? And so anything with phthalates has already been determined that it's toxic, and a lot of these sex toys are made out of phthalates, or made with phthalates in them. And you're putting them in the most porous parts of your body, you know, especially the rectum is extremely, has very strong absorptive energy to it. So you want to really be careful about what you're putting inside yourself. So we go to great lengths to talk about what's safe. And what we consider to be safe is something like 100% medical grade silicone or elastomers. And, you know, you can get really technical as far as this stuff goes. So what we've done for our customers is we'll go in on each product and say whether it's phthalate-free and if it's non-toxic and if it's hypoallergenic, and so that they can be sure that it's something that's safe and how to take care of it. The other issue is educating people, too, about toys in a way that helps them to understand how to have them interact with lubricants. For example, a lot of people think that they can use silicone lubricants with silicone toys. And that is partly true if the toy is 100% silicone. If it's not, it may actually break down the toy. And so you actually, you know, you don't want a toy melting in you so and leaching chemicals.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful about what it is you're purchasing and also know what those combinations are and what's safe. And so we also do lubricant reviews and talk about, we have like a lubricant guide where people can go on and they have to answer certain questions, and each question goes to another web page where it shows them, okay, if you're using this, then this is the type of lubricant you'd probably want to go and use.
So you're kind of a consumer reports for sex toys.
In a way, yeah. We actually are doing that for our toys and our lubricants, and we're starting in the next couple months to do that for our Better Sex DVDs, because we've felt that a lot of the DVDs are using repetitive video, like you'll have Nina Hartley's, for example, her Advanced Guide to Oral Sex has a lot of the same footage as the original. So, you know, you think you're buying a whole new DVD, and really you're getting a lot of repetitive footage.
Nothing worse than that.
Yeah, and then there's issues like, you know, if a couple wants to watch it together, is there something in it that's going to make them uncomfortable? You know, is there homosexual scenes? And so we're breaking down each DVD to kind of give you a very clear understanding of not just the subject matter, but what type of sexual acts are in it. That way couples can feel safe about buying them for a significant other or watching them together without feeling that there might be something that's uncomfortable for them.
All right, Lisa, let me just kind of just back up a little bit, because you threw a lot of stuff at us here in the first couple
sure.
of minutes here. I'm just hosing down just from the ideas of the things you just put out there. But you're out there in Soma Valley. Everybody knows what a Soma is in Colorado. It's sort of like a state law. And so people are interested in exploring the inner and outer experience as it relates to sex. So, you know, from your background, you got an academic background, now you've got this background. Make a distinction for us between sexuality and sensuality. Can someone be highly sexual and be not very sensual, and vice versa? Like, how does that play out with the holistic vision that you're sharing with us here?
Well, I think as far as the difference in two, sexuality to me is more of a physical aspect, whereas sensuality is more of a mental and emotional aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think desire starts in the mind, and so if someone is considered to be sensual, they would be someone who is embracing that on all levels, and whether it's through physical or not is not necessarily, you know, the case. I think that that's something that we definitely teach people You know, we don't just go into technique as far as the physical aspect, but we look at it from a level of attitude and motivation and looking at someone's mental and emotional well-being and ways to kind of nurture that and bring that to a place where it's more open to the experience. And so that's a good point that, you know, you're bringing up, is that a lot of people think that they're the same thing, and I think they're different, and I think
mm-hmm.
you can integrate them, but I think that they are certainly different aspects of ourselves.
Yeah, and along those lines, if you get the individual that's starting to explore into sex toys, you know, maybe they're in their 20s, you know, they're experimenting, and they're also experimenting with boundaries as far as, are they bisexual, are they just stand on one side of the fence, you know. So how do your vision and the way the company's wired there, how does it address those sort of boundary conditions that people might be exploring? Because you're very detailed about, you know, revealing content, things like that. And but for someone that says that, you know, that maybe they're experiencing an identity crisis relating to sexuality. There's a lot of people, especially in the college community, that are experimenting. They don't quite know their sexual identity very well, and some of these things, the things you're offering here, might help them discover that. So do you have any...
You mean my lugs? As we
the lugs. Yeah, the lugs. You familiar
lugs.
With lugs out there in Colorado?
Lugs?
What is a what
lesbians
is a lug?
Until graduation.
Oh.
Spent a lot of time in the women's college, you know.
I definitely have seen that in the younger generation is a willingness to explore bisexuality. I think part of it is done out of curiosity. Sometimes I get the sense when I look at younger women is that they're doing it to impress the opposite sex in some way and to gain a sense of power through that behavior. And sometimes it's internally motivated, and I think... it's, you know, no matter, and we certainly support, you know, every type of sexuality as long as it's consenting adults, and we certainly encourage people to explore that. And part of the way that we do that is that we kind of talk through people, you know, with people in articles and also in when they've called about exploring different things. You know, what it is that they're wanting to achieve and look at ways that they can get to know themselves better, because ultimately having a healthy sense of sexuality starts with knowing oneself and taking time to do that and exploring, well, what it begins with their sexual fantasies and how realistic are those. I think one of the interesting things that we've dealt with in several of the articles I've written with customers is that oftentimes people want to explore their fantasies and they're not sure how far they can take them in a safe way. They also are afraid of how to express those to their significant other for fear of being rejected. And, you know, there's a lot of stigma there. And so, you know, we kind of walk them through, okay, have you thought about what this is going to feel like for you? Have you thought through and picturing this of what it would feel like for your significant other? And whatever it is that we're addressing, we kind of take them through the process of exploring what that would be for them. Certainly, you know, something that is troublesome to someone, we might recommend them seeking out counseling, just so that they can explore in a more long-term relationship with people, our therapist, a way that they can get to know themselves better. But again, to be sexually empowered is to be someone who knows themselves and is comfortable with who they are on many levels. And it's not just about the sex. It's about self-esteem, and it's about a sense of self-acceptance. So we look at those aspects as well.
You know, I have to take a break to play this one clip from Alexis Tyler because it seems appropriate.
All right, then.
Book Vagina Power.
All right, there we go. We got Vagina Power.
You familiar with Alexis's work?
I heard her briefly, and
okay.
I thought she made some very interesting points about...
That's the word, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, believe me, she's on a different channel than you.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I mentioned that before about sexual identity issues is one of the things that in my work in dealing with body work you deal a lot with memory, and early on in my career I had the opportunity to help some people out that were overcoming sexual trauma, rape issues, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the subject of toys came up in the course of the care, and I'm not someone that's going to, like, my opinion of it is not going to matter. So it was like the safe way back into relationship was to start with toys and work your way up, I guess. So dealing with the emotional aspect of sexuality with these tools, what do you find is the biggest sort of common denominator, depending on background or age or anything like that, that allows somebody to like you say, to play, because these are toys, and to make sex less work and less about the dark side, more about the open side?
I think, you know, that's an excellent question, because it's really one of the main things that we encounter, and it comes up in a variety of ways. The main thing is that people are terrified of purchasing it and having anyone find out, because it still has a stigma. As far as we've come, I think there's still the stigma of using sex toys, and somehow it's dirty or something that would be perceived in a way that they wouldn't want associated with them. And so we have to constantly reassure people that what we do is discreet for that reason. I think what makes that challenging for people is that we've seen sexuality in a lot of ways, and especially in religion, played to be something that is dirty and something that should only be for procreation. And, it's honestly very frustrating, in my opinion, to have to overcome a lot of those things, because they just seem so backward and against, you know, what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things I've said is, whether you believe in God or not, and I do, but I think that there's so much pain in this world that it seems like the one most wonderful gifts that we have is our sexuality, and it seems like there's no way that God would have made that so that we're not to enjoy it. I think it helps us to celebrate not only life but ourselves. I think that when we can connect with our sexuality in a healthy way, you don't see the dysfunction that you do with people that repress it. And so I like to encourage people to try toys, to try lubricants, because I think it helps celebrate themselves. I really encourage people to masturbate. I think that when you get to know yourself first, that's when you can really get into sexuality with a partner, because you're better able to communicate what you desire, what your needs are, not only physically but emotionally. And I think that it's something that you can not only celebrate yourself but celebrate with a partner, or more if that's what you're looking for. And so, you know, I think we see that quite a bit, is people often start with, I'm not sure if this is appropriate to even talk about, or I'm scared, and we really, you know, nurture our customers when they call, because a lot of them have to have their hand held to go through with the purchase and be assured that it'll be discreet and that it's okay. And even with just a general vibrator for a female, all the way to something as like prostate massage for men, where we know that's medically beneficial, but a lot of men are, you know, of course, concerned that somehow makes them homosexual because that's enjoyable to them.
Who's giving the prostate massages? Them to themselves?
Oh, to themselves or their partner, if their partner's open to it. And it's kind of funny, because everyone that's tried it writes a
Colorado's
and
a
says,
fun place to be.
It's amazing. I can't believe I never tried this before. And thank you so much. And I just get a kick out of it, because it's like it's opened a whole new world of pleasure for them. But
the gift that keeps on giving, the prostate
that's
massage.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, joining us now from the great state of New Hampshire with his infield of children, we have Dr. Jeb Thurman.
Hey, Jeb.
You have hit the mother load, my friend. We have Lisa Wallace here, and have you been listening to some of the show? Or
I just got on.
Okay, well.
I just got on, so I have not.
Well, let me give you the highlights.
I just heard about
prostate massage.
I just heard prostate massage.
Female ejaculation videos, hidden vibrators, take your pick.
Okay.
You know, because really what, and again, if you guys haven't tuned in yet, it's 646-478-4847. And the concept
all
that you're talking about. Yeah,
all this to go along with the New Hampshire primaries.
Exactly. Well, talking about getting reamed last night with Hillary out there. Now, I guess I'm trying to connect dots here because you've definitely littered the sky with dots here for me to connect. When someone comes into your world in terms of the company, and you're saying that you're taking people that are conventional thinkers that are trying to be a little more adventuresome than maybe they were, are you getting a lot of people from the, let's just say, open side of the equation that are coming in with the, you know, with the piercings and the whole thing, and they've been in this culture for 20 years and they're going more holistic now? Are you getting people crossing over from that side, or are you getting more people that are conventional thinkers that are looking for this this type of a service that you're offering? So, you know, I mean, I start off saying you're combining holistic granola country people with the perverts, but so I'm just trying to get an idea of what your target audience is in terms of combining those two visions. Is it more the holistic slant or more the let's just have fun slant?
I think it's both. I mean, mm-hmm. I think one of the things we've gotten complimented on is a lot of women feel more comfortable with our site.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the sites that were started like ours were primarily focused with a lesbian focus, and we're more about women and men and looking at couples and keeping them together and but also having, you know, an openness about it as well to encourage those who are on more of the wild side to be able to explore their sexual fantasies as well. So we're kind of an open forum. We certainly there's some sites that I think are more focused on the product, and I think we're more focused on looking at what makes them happy and not only educating but helping them to kind of figure out what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly don't push anyone into a certain direction. It's more about their own curiosity and whatever direction they want to go. If someone wants to talk about how they can, you know, enhance an orgy, then we're okay with talking about that. And if someone wants to talk about using their first vibrator, we're fine with that too. I think we just go where the client is.
God bless America.
Much like therapy. I mean, you kind of have to go with where your mm-hmm. where your client is.
Well, if you have clients, Mother of Christmas. How to enhance an orgy? That's a target market. Well, one of the things that I noticed in the bio that you sent us is this concept of hidden vibrators. Who mm-hmm. started that idea? I mean,
oh, there's multiple companies. I mean, I think there's a few that are my favorites. The one is the pen because it actually writes, and that cracks me up. But it looks just like a pen, and it's a vibrator, and it's a good one too. It's strong. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. But we have like little
promo.
we have
on the plane flight, the one out of flight to Chicago. I mean,
we have rubber duckies and
that's
all kinds
what
of
I like. That was the cutest
yeah.
thing ever.
There's a rubber ducky vibrator.
Yeah,
and the penguins and I mean the
penguins.
Yeah, part of. I think women really like them, and part of it, I think, is the bachelorette party kind of mentality of giving some a very unique gift.
Can you do the prostate massage with the rubber vibrator?
With the rubber vibrator.
No. Oh, I have to tell you about this, though. We have one of our top-selling products is the make-your-own dildo kits, and it is the craziest product, but, man, we've carried them for years, and our customers just love them, and it just cracks me up what people have done with them, is that that you can clone a penis or a vagina, the mm-hmm. outer part, and you can use chocolate or a soap or candle or like a rubber type of material, and then you can give it to someone as a gift.
Oh my!
Yeah, that one really cracked me up. But that's definitely something that we sell quite a bit of.
Wow!
But it's amazing to see. We have people approach us all the time to sell their products, and we're always interested to see what someone else has come up with. But yeah, we always think we've seen it all, and then someone comes up with something.
You're going the right way for a smack bottom. Mm.
And I am living wrong.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I think we have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Oh, well,
shall
thank
we
God. Could
Could this be someone I knew? Oh, yes, it is. I think it is.
All right, shall we?
Yeah, go ahead. Click away.
Here we go.
All right, you're on here with Naked Soma. Help.
Yeah. Hi, Mark. It's Alan.
Yes, it is.
How are you doing? Hey, I find this, in a way, the whole conversation kind of disturbing, because I'm going, all we've been doing is talking about, all you guys have been doing is talking about toys, and I'm, here's my theory, is it if you're using an excessive amount of toys, or actually in my opinion, if you're using any toys, it's because either, one of two things, either A, you're not communicative enough to your
toy.
Lover, going, this is what I need, or B, your boyfriend or your lover just doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
There's the old school thinking that we threw out the window 25 years ago.
Well,
yeah.
It can be old school, but in my opinion...
Rubber duckies and pens, man. Come on.
Dude, get with it, man. Those things are fun with a friend, your husband, wife, whatever.
Okay, let me just interject a thought.
Go ahead, take it on. Yeah.
So if you have a car, is that car perfectly fine by itself, or can you soup it up and still be okay with that?
Because
well, I'm saying, why not have bells and whistles?
Wait. You asked the question. You asked the question. Now let me answer it.
Okay.
The question is, if you have a car, can you soup it up? It depends on how old the car is. Okay. Because nowadays the cars that you buy off the lot, you can't do any of that stuff too. They come well equipped. And
I'm not sure what your analogy to.
I don't know. Did you listen to the whole show or just the last couple minutes?
You can't fix them up. You can't fix up a car. So bad analogy
what?
In this case.
I'm trying to. When did you come into the conversation? Because we've been talking about lots of stuff, not just toys.
I heard the whole thing, but it's
okay. So where we lose you? Because to me, this is like saying you never put sugar in your cereal. I mean, this is just.
I don't understand why.
No one's going to force. See, if you're anti-toy, let's say the anti-toy faction of the population, you know, they're not going to use toys, but they might watch the video or they might do something else. This is all about basically like she was talking about,
yeah.
By understanding yourself.
I don't think that
no one's
going
to force you to do something you don't want to do.
Let me say that I don't think people need to have toys to have a good sex life. Okay, so I think that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't think you need to
wanna,
have a great sex life, because in my opinion, again, this
if
is just...
If toys are a problem for you, then don't use them.
Yeah,
right.
Think
but
that,
for a lot of people, they make life really exciting, and other people, they don't feel that they have a need for them, then that's okay. Either way is fine. What we're about is educating people about sexuality, and we go into great detail about techniques on how to do that, specifically with your lover, without toys.
Without toys, and
communicating. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to buy anything from us to get value from
right.
what we do.
That's good. I mean,
my point
really
is
about,
that
is
it depends on your personality. And some people are really into fashion and some people aren't. Some people are fine with wearing something from Target. And that's
like
okay.
a T-shirt,
and
like
some,
me.
Right. And some people really get into the whole, you know, designer look, and it makes them happy. So why not? My feeling is if you're open to sex toys, great. And if you're not, that's great too. You can have a positive experience with sexuality either way. I think the main thing is when partners start to associate them as something that's dirty or something that is a bad thing, and I just don't see that. In that way, if it's not right for you, that's one thing. But to say in general that they're not a good thing, that would not be a true statement, in my opinion, because they're good for some people because they bring them pleasure. Now, other people, again, they don't necessarily enjoy that. But I think again, it's to each his own, and finding what's right for you is really what we try and do, is to guide people to figure out what it is that feels right for them, and it sounds like for you that's not something that is, and that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, like go in another direction for a second, like tantric, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not using toys, they're using energy, and they're having a good time too, but some person, you know, in the Midwest that thinks tantric is, you know, from column B on the menu, they're not going to know what that is.
I think some people are afraid of the vibrators and dildos getting so sophisticated that when they learn how to throw out the garbage, men are out of a job.
I think that you hit on a huge point. I think, and let me put it the other way,
mm-hmm.
too, because I think that people don't really want to talk about this aspect, but women are also intimidated when men start using porn and when men start using toys themselves, because we feel like we might be replaced. And that came up for me on a personal level, and it came up for my husband on a personal level. And what we did was we communicated about what our fears were, and we talked it through. And what was actually funny was that we found that the toys enhanced our marriage, and actually by talking about it and by bringing that up, we became closer because we shared our insecurities and we got it out in the open. And I think at least having that discussion and talking about our fears is a really important part of being comfortable with our sexuality and exploring that, regardless of whether you choose to integrate them or not into your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are a lot of people who are intimidated about pornography and sex toys and feel like, you know, it's a horrible thing and that they don't want any part of it. But I have to ask the question, if it's not for you, that's
mm-hmm.
fine. But if you're avoiding it because you're afraid of it, then maybe that's something you need to look at a little
mm-hmm.
bit more. Not necessarily that you need to use it,
mm-hmm.
but that maybe you need to look at why you're afraid of it.
I mean, some people, it's just having sex with the damn lights on is like
yeah.
the height
yeah.
of experimentation. Come on.
Yep. Right.
I mean,
there's
so many hang-ups. How many, what do you think it is? Are there more hang-ups or more dysfunctions wandering around the planet
geez.
Right now?
Tell me about it. I hear it all day long.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to answer you. I tell you what, we'll trade. You can answer my phone for a week, and I'll answer yours.
That would be a very interesting.
And we'll see who has more fun. Mother of Christmas. All right, well, the education I got tonight was twofold. One is that now I understand what a non-toxic sex toy is when I see it. I could put that up. You guys got a couple of those symbols, you know, the heart menu that has a little heart there goes in
right.
it. You know, a little green stalk or something.
We need a dildo with a check mark or something.
Yeah. Just a little, maybe a little wheatgrass little symbol, something like that.
Nice.
That'd be nice, yeah. But you know, the other thing I got out of it is that people are still, it's 2008, people are still pretty much wired in to that old, you know, Puritan ethos that's been around for, you know, in the United States
yes,
as long as it's been here.
Since the church came in and took the pagan's fun away.
Yeah, like I said, we were aiming at the pants tonight. We started last week with the stars with astrology, and we were aiming at the pants, and most people from the navel down are freaked out.
Yep.
Oh, they
and,
are.
Yeah.
They are.
I
don't know if you're familiar with the Joanne Webb case in Texas about the narcotics officers that busted her for selling two dildos. But that went on
wow.
for over a
there's,
year.
There's a law enforcement agency that's really on the ball. Oh, well,
yeah.
I guess on the ball is a little bit.
Flip.
But, I mean, I'm still getting over the Hannah Montana craze. I mean, that's what I was saying. You've got a whole culture that's so overly sexually kind of like oriented early on, before they're even teenagers, some of them.
Yeah.
And then you get the other side of the coin, the ones that just deny the sexuality until they're like 50,
well,
and then they become, you know.
We're teaching surface sexuality.
That's exactly
not,
right.
What do you call it, surface sexuality?
Surface sexuality.
It's like, I have a quote on our website that I came up with, and I think it fits. I said, today's sexual culture is like showing one commercial after another of hot cars and never teaching anyone how to drive.
Yep.
We're showing a lot of sex. We are. And people think, oh, look how far we've come. We haven't come very far. So what? You showed a naked woman.
We're so
repressed
here. It's
disgusting.
You
haven't talked about self-esteem. You haven't talked about what is healthy sexuality. Mm-hmm. You haven't educated about STDs. You're talking about abstinent-only programs in schools. Well, I mean, we're really far behind when it comes to sexuality is where we need to be
mm-hmm.
when it comes to balance and health. And
we've
so
got more pornography, but we've got less sexuality.
Yeah.
No, because like she's saying, if you make it taboo, if you make it something that can't even be discussed,
right.
it becomes the beast, and you know then it starts to run your world, and then everything that's related to it, that's natural and biological and quote unquote normal, which is a dirty word for me, it becomes sort of like undiscussable, and then after a while, yeah, you're going to get a lot of people just saying heck with it, And then those guys in Texas can arrest women, and you know, Hannah Montana tickets can go, for $3,000 because people don't have a way to kind of center themselves with this stuff.
Well,
and,
I think because we're seeing there's such an imbalance, and I think
mm-hmm.
if we were healthier and more open to talking about sexuality in a healthy way,
mm-hmm.
that you wouldn't see the addictions because it's an absolute imbalance. You see. you always hear about the minister or the right wing, you know, Republican guy.
Well, Colorado, you got like one a week.
Having sex with, you know, someone completely inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because you see, if you have so much repression, it will come out somewhere, and that is inevitable. No matter whether you're talking about sexuality or emotional expression, it will come out. And so what you see is these dysfunctional, relationships that these people form. They become very imbalanced in their life. They are secretive and hidden. And then you see the exhibitionists who are all about show, and it's like a rebellion of sexuality. And what we need to do is take the pendulum and stop it from swinging so wildly back and forth between repression and sexual surface exhibition and bring it more toward the center of saying, look, sexuality is a good thing. You can take it too far. It can become unhealthy. You can become addicted to certain aspects of it if you let it go there. Or if you repress it, you will see other things go wrong in your life. You can see eating disorders start to happen.
Uh-huh.
You can start to see anger management issues. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so what we're here to do is to take a stand and say, look, you can be a sexually empowered person. You can be a sexually healthy person. And these are ways that will help you to get there. And we'll explore that with you. And what we do is, when customers ask questions, we'll turn around and write articles about it, because for every person that asks that question, there are thousands more wanting the answer to that. And so we provide all that for free, because my goal in my life has been about empowering and helping people, and I think that's what more of us need to do, is to do things that expose people to that healthy type of sexuality.
All right, well, we've covered, like, to me, a big amount of information in a short amount of time here, and this whole thing of sexual literacy, just that whole idea of just never knowing, never having a framework or a language for it, is a whole other hour of talk here. So I'm telling you, between the hidden vibrators and everything else, I'm going to walk around on the roof after the show here and just bay at the moon for a little while.
I think you will.
I think I might have to.
I think we need a part two on this at some point too.
Yeah,
maybe when we hit the spring.
Yeah, we'll get the hormones.
I would certainly be open to that.
Awesome.
Okay. We'll get along with Alexis. Get a little candy.
That would be very interesting.
Interesting is the right word.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Just to wind us down here, what is the number one misconception about sexual empowerment, or all the things you've been talking about, that you'd like the audience to be able to leave the show overcoming? So the one misconception they have about themselves sexually that you could clear up for us here in the next 90 seconds or so.
I guess if there was one thing that I would want to say, is that it's okay to be a sexual being and to celebrate that, and to feel like it is something that you can be proud of within yourself and nurture.
Wow. All right. Well, from the top of Sonoma Valley out there in beautiful, beautiful Colorado, it was an honor to have you on here tonight. You've definitely tackled the topic that people...
It was mutual.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Most
you
people
rock.
Walk on the eggshells, and you danced on them, honey. So thanks a lot.
That's right.
Thank you.
And we'll have you on soon. Thanks again.
All right. Take care, Lisa. Bye.
Thank you. Bye, Lisa.
All right. That was amazing.
That was the reason why you do the show.
That's right.
Right there.
That's right.
She was good out there.
Right in the gutter.
In the morning, it's girls.
You can't get the stick and switch for it, man.
Cause in the evening,
what do you need?
Girls.
Kill it.
I like the way
I don't know where it is.
Walk. And it's chilly in the club. And I can always make you smile. From White Castle.
Where the hell is it?
Smile.
Back in the
day.
Oh, it's Beastie Boys. Throw this out. Christmas again! All right, please play Check the Jeb's scintillating theme music here. Let's get over to the tip of the week.
I don't think I can even
cancel.
Handle it after that.
The
film is
supposed to cancel because I'm sweating.
Okay,
go ahead.
I feel good.
So our tip of the week this week is the power of action.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, boy, it's everything seems a little bit small after that interview.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But if you're, you know, if you're thinking about getting your first dildo, or exploring, you know, just having the lights on, or just having getting some exercise, or eating differently, you know, there's a lot about intention and law of attraction, and you know, sitting around your underwear making millions of dollars and not having to do anything. But there is also the power of action, which means, you know, just do something, and getting up and doing a little bit every day will make a big difference, whether it's in the direction of your new nutrition or your new exercise or your new sexual exploration. So the power of action, that is the tip of the week.
Okay.
Wow.
And just to kind of, you know, bridge the gap here, since we've been talking in innuendos for almost an hour now with the pendulum swinging and whatnot, is that, you know, we're in final week, we're starting that new lunar cycle, first lunar cycle of the winter, and really what the winter's about is facing fears, and one of the biggest fears we have is basically mm-hmm. the depths of our sexuality, because it does make contact with our immortality, because if you get into the kundalini and all the other stuff that's out there, you start thinking about the limitlessness of life, and that's really what sexuality is attempting to bring through and manifest from the metaphysical to the physical. So whatever primrose path you take and whatever, you know, holistic dildos you bring along the way, you know, is really, to me, it's window dressing for the real journey, which is always an inner one, and it's the one that you really want to share. So that's why I'm saying, you know, for the final week that is ensuing, is to embrace those fears. And when that tension hits you, instead of buckling up and going into the fetal position, is open up and talk and share and find the people that are closest to you and in your intimate circle and face those fears together. That's what the Philos do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's toss it over to you for a quote so I can go think dunk my head in this thing.
All right. I don't know who actually said this, but food has replaced sex in my life. Now I can't even get into my own pants.
Right.
That's very good.
That is, I spend hours and hours at the gym every day. That's right. You know what? We have to play a real quickie here before we go.
Another innuendo. Great.
Yeah. Just this one. Wait a minute.
I got one.
I'm piloting the pussy. See, y'all got to be a pilot over the pussy, y'all.
Go, Alexis.
We've definitely been channeling Alexis tonight. So I hope she's out there listening. AT, if you're in the house, just let us know, because I'll just I'll give you a little Elise Ventura here.
Oh, no.
Holy testicle Tuesday.
Well, we do have 2 minutes. We can throw something else out here.
Well, we have no clue who's joining us next week, because our guest is going on vacation, so we're going to be looking at a backup plan.
Yeah, I have a couple in mind. So
yeah,
we
have a roster of sapes that we can tap into for next week's shoe. But
mm-hmm.
I like the 9 o'clock hour. We definitely get into a little deeper topics up here at the 9 o'clock hour. So, you know, why don't we play a little ad for the site and all that stuff. We'll play that again because we have a minute.
Let me see. Which one do we want to play here?
The one for the Somatic Companion again, of course.
Is the one that we already played?
Yes.
All right. You hard time, I'll smack you. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The hell is it? Clicking.
So we'll play that, and then, you know, we'll see you guys next week and travel light to the darkness and all that stuff, and oh my God, go to Colorado.
Oh.
Where the fun is.
Come on, here it goes.
All right.
Come on.
What are you doing? Do me a favor and answer this question.
How will your life be different and better a month from now?
There's ways to guess at it.
You could call a psychic, or consult the oracle.
Or you could...
follow the moon!
That's right, Sapiens. Us radicals at Naked Soma have taken our act on the road with you.
Just go to the site somaspace.org and click on the link at the top of the homepage.
That'll take you to the page of our brand new 30-day emotional makeover audio program called...
The Somatic Companion.
Listen, we know you're fed up with humanity, so we designed a program to help you rise above it all.
Tell them what they get to know.
Everyone craves the same basic things from life. At 6 years old, as you do at 66 years old. The unseen force that binds us to our behavior is our emotions.
We've assembled 15 years of cutting-edge research into a user-friendly series of 7 to 10-minute daily audios that help you develop something called positive physiology.
Mm-hmm. And by riding the waves of positive physiology, you'll naturally reconnect with your self-extreme, the appetite for change.
It's moon over matter.
Blast off is a click away.
Well,
that's
I guess
it.
That's that.
Bye-bye.
See you next week.
Good night.
Moon fight!
Bye.
Bye.